If you own any cryptocurrency or crypto asset tokens, this book is for you. If you use an exchange to buy and sell crypto assets, this book is for you. If you've ever wondered or asked the question, what will happen to my Bitcoin, Ether, or other crypto assets when I die? This book is for you. If you want someone, anyone, to inherit your crypto assets when you die, this book is for you. Perhaps you, like most people, have never thought about what will happen to your Bitcoin, Ether, and other crypto assets when you're no longer around. It's not the most fun thing to contemplate, and it's hard to know where to start. Even if you do understand where to start and what needs to be done, actually doing the work to make it happen is often a daunting prospect. It's one of those tasks, without a hard deadline, that gets pushed to the end of your to-do list repeatedly. The significant challenge is to maintain security and privacy, while at the same time ensuring that all the keys required to access your crypto assets will be available to your heirs at and only at the appropriate time. This book will guide you through the process of building a comprehensive access plan for your crypto assets. There are several simple, easy things you can and must do to make it more likely that your loved ones will be able to inherit these assets when the time comes. The first and easiest step was buying this book. The next step, follow-through, requires thought and diligence. This book is designed to help you create a plan that will work for you and take into consideration your unique situation. There is no cookie-cutter plan, no fill-in-the-blank or downloadable form that can do this for you. But don't worry, I've helped many people through the process of building customized plans, and I put those ideas and experiences into this book. Through this book, I will help you too. This book isn't written specifically for lawyers, security experts, or cryptographers, though they may benefit from the material. The entire book, with the exception of the Making It Legal section, is applicable to any crypto asset owner in any jurisdiction. The Making It Legal section cites some U.S. law, but the principles are broadly applicable around the world. This book focuses on practical information you need to know, like what happens to your assets if you don't have a will, and why you shouldn't put your cryptographic keys in your will. The unique challenges with crypto asset inheritance planning are not primarily legal, they're primarily technical. With this book, you'll learn how to create a crypto asset access plan for your heirs. Your access plan will aim to answer the question, from a practical perspective, how will my loved ones access my crypto assets when I'm not around to help them? This book is best read with four goals in mind. Allow your heirs to take possession of your crypto assets when the time comes, but not before. Minimize the risk and opportunity for anyone to steal crypto assets before they're delivered to your loved ones. Provide the opportunity for your loved ones to hold the assets securely if they choose to do so. Prevent disputes amongst your heirs and avoid legal problems whenever possible. By the time you've worked through the first few chapters of this book, you will have completed a Get It Done plan. If you don't at least complete that part of the planning, I've failed. My job, the intent and purpose of this book, is to motivate you, to inspire you, to help you actually create your plan. These things don't happen by osmosis. Just having the book near you won't be enough to protect your loved ones. If you don't take action and develop a written plan, your heirs probably won't inherit your cryptocurrencies and tokens. The Get It Done plan is the easiest, fastest way to get started. My hope is that you'll go beyond the Get It Done plan. Ideally, by the time you finish this book, you'll have a comprehensive access plan, the technical side, and you'll be working to create a distribution plan, the legal side, for your crypto assets. You might even decide to expand your plan to include other digital and traditional assets. Bottom line, by reading this book, you'll understand how to improve and maintain your access plans, how to choose people to help your heirs with the process, and how to inform your loved ones about your assets in a way that they can understand.